So it started yesterday evening on 99.7 DJX with just driving my daughter Zoe home from track practice. We're on 64 and we're behind a semi, one of those like tanker truck semis, right? And on it was wrapped in like coffee. It said coffee, like this coffee, fresh brewed coffee, this and that coffee. And I was like, Zoe, do you think there's liquid coffee in that tanker truck? Or do you think it's whole beans or ground in that tanker truck?
What'd she say?
She's like, never thought about that. But I guess maybe like liquid coffee? And I was like,
it looks like the kind of container that would carry liquid,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so like, you know, it's one of those tanker trucks that you'd see with gas in it, right?
Right.
Pulling up to a gas station to fill
it
up their tanks.
Liquid.
But this has coffee emblazoned all over the side of the tanker. And so you've seen those with milk too. Milk. And you know that they carry milk to their destination. So this one had coffee and we were behind it. We're like, what? I was like, I don't think it's probably brewed coffee. I think it's probably beans or like ground beans even, but I feel like that's a lot. And she's like, well, I don't even know where to even, I'm like, look it up. See if you can look it up. She's like, I don't even know what to even ask. And I'm like, do those tanker trucks that have coffee on the side of them carry liquid coffee or ground coffee? And so
at this point now, I need you to pull the guy over and ask him.
Yeah,
the driver.
Right, Kelly. So we're behind
this
truck.
That's the only way you're going to get this answer.
For the better part of 10 minutes. And we're just sitting here talking about it going,
I'm surprised you didn't follow it to its destination just to ask.
Hey, I'm going to need to know what's inside your tanker, sir.
Are you carrying actual coffee, liquid coffee, and is it decaf?
No, exactly.
You have creamer with you? Can I have a cup?
So,
is there a dispenser somewhere?
So Zoe is trying to like look this up, and I'm like, no. Ask this. And like we're going over like how to look it up on the internet, and she's like, okay, well, I got this like article, but it's on Reddit. And I'm like, all right, well, let's see what Reddit has to say. And the consensus on Reddit, because someone asked this same question, because it doesn't matter how random a question that is bouncing around between your ears, someone else in the world has thought that same thing. So
That's kind of shocking. The
consensus was that that's just an advertisement for the coffee at the fuel place.
So there's actually fuel in there.
That's
a fuel tanker. Go get the coffee at the place where you buy this fuel we're carrying. Okay.
And it's funny because we just got a text message from our tattooed Mexican friend who says it was a tanker truck from Pilot Truck Stop and it's a fuel truck, homie, advertising their coffee.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. He didn't even need to look it up. He just knew that.
And Justin says, as a former Meijer employee, it's a gas truck advertising coffee. See,
these are
things I had no idea.
Yes.
I've lived this much life on this planet, and I thought when I saw coffee on the outside of a tanker truck that there was
coffee inside.
Yes.
And then did you start to instantly want a cup of coffee? Because you're a coffee guy.
Well, I mean, yes, I am a coffee guy, but it was late at night.
Your brain went there, too.
But I was thinking, I'm like, okay, wow. That is a whole lot of brewed coffee if that's what they're going to do. If they're rolling up to a gas station, you know, unloading
everybody
just
in the
gallons.
Text line's rolling and said, that's gas. It's not coffee. It's gas.
Yeah.
It's
okay,
gas.
Smarty
Everyone
pants.
Just,
like, I didn't know that.
They didn't even need to look it up. They just knew, like, no, that's.
But is that common knowledge?
Apparently it is for as many people that are rolling in on the text line. Trina's even all caps. Benjamin!
Okay, so
and
maybe
then
some
hand
of these.
On the forehead.
Listen, maybe some of these questions I should just keep to myself, but.
Maybe.
They've been simmering around in my head for a while,
you know,
rolling
what?
Around, and then the opportunity came about just last night when we're behind this tanker truck that said coffee, and it had pictures of coffee, all of it. Coffee. How am I not gonna think, okay, well, is there liquid coffee in there, or is there ground coffee, or is it just beans?
Did you run this by your wife? I feel like your
no, wife. No, this is not a conversation that I have with my wife. This is only a conversation that I have with my daughter.
Okay.
This is a daughter, daddy-daughter conversation that stays in the car, doesn't leave the car.
But yes, but you felt the need to ask all of us what we thought about it. But you didn't want to know what your wife thought when you guys got home? Like, that never crossed your mind?
No.
Because I feel like she can save some of the embarrassment with some of these conversations.
Listen, she's a smart woman. She would have probably understood what I was trying to ask in the hieroglyphics way that I was asking it. And then also,
she's like, you mean the gas tanker?
Right, exactly.
That's what she probably
And I'm said. Like, yeah, the gas tanker, the one that says coffee on it. What's inside it? And she would have been like, gas. I'm like, yeah, no, but this says coffee.
Does the gas station sell coffee?
And yes, it was a pilot. It was a pilot gas tanker.
Oh my God! It had the name of the gas station on it?
And I was just like,
you left that detail out, sir.
Well, I didn't figure it out until we started to pass the tanker truck, and then we saw a pilot, and then both Zoe and I were like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. Taylor rolls in on text and says, Ben, you had me contemplating everything that I thought was true and then convinced the gas was actually coffee. I'm telling you.
Oh, wow.
Like, when you see it, sometimes you just start to question things. You're like, oh, well, I wonder if that... I just assumed it was coffee.
Well, Mason reassures you. It's a safe space here. This is where you work all those life's mysteries out. It's right here.
Anybody else have...
to face your wife and her... shaming you guys.
It's a safe place at my house too. But that's just a conversation. Didn't need to leave the car. That just had to stay with my daughter and I.
Right.
That was just a daughter and me sort of conversation, right?
You know what? It's
because she's not.
Next time, let's lead with all the things that are on the truck.
Listen,
and then maybe we might get there faster.
Listen, she is at the age where she can still. Question things like I do.
Sure.
But then we have these fun little conversations in the car.
I would have really loved it though if the AI answer that spits out, do you mean the gas tanker? It'd be great if AI answered you like that.
Well, that's great. Anyways, like I said, we figured it out thanks to a Reddit thread.
Oh, great. I'm so glad you had to turn to Reddit.
The
to figure
dozens
that out.
Of people who have since jumped in on this to say, Ben, obviously, it's gas tanker. It wasn't obvious that it was a gas tanker. Thank you very much because I thought it was coffee.
Okay. Lexi says, oh, my goodness, that reminds me of just the other day. I asked my boyfriend if we get one of those big water heaters, does that mean that we have more heated water? That is that thing filled up with just hot water? He says, how do you not know that? I said, I don't know. I didn't really wonder. That was just a thing that people know.
Okay. See, other people have random questions.
Just carry more water.
See,
more hot water.
Other people have random questions that just float around in their head too. This is a safe space, Kelly.
You have people that you can ask those things to.
Yeah, I asked my daughter and she Googled it for me. So we're good.
That's great. And you went to Reddit.
That's right.
It's great.
That's right.
That Reddit can answer life.
Now, to be fair to my daughter, she was like, it is Reddit. And I'm like, let's just assume Reddit knows what they're talking about. All right. Let's just assume. So I don't know if you've got one of those questions that you'd like to enlighten us with, but this could be a learning center here on 99.7 DJX.
Was there a flammable placard anywhere on there?
Listen, we don't need to get into detail. We already understand that I was looking at a tanker truck filled with gas. It happened to say coffee on the side of it. That's where the confusion was.
High-octane coffee. It must have a lot of caffeine.
All right, 502-795-1997 is our number.
Listen, this is all. You don't even need Google or Reddit anymore. You have our text line. That's all you need.
Thanks.
To solve all of the questions. All of the questions.
I love
you guys are great.
I love all the armchair experts that roll in. Thanks.
Thank
appreciate
you guys.
It. 99.7 DJX.